Good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM, and I'm here until the hour of one, wherever you're tuned in from. Thank you for tuning in this wonderful festive season. I hope you are taking good care of yourself. From the look of things, we are going to have a little bit of an alcohol problem this December because, well, trucks that are carrying the product just keep overturning. Someone has a few names of truck drivers in a TT somewhere, and they're just doing this on purpose because they don't have a December budget. Oh yeah, we didn't tell you not to budget, man. Don't ruin it for us. So just let the drivers deliver the products. There are a lot of very anxious and wanna unwind people somewhere deep in the village, somewhere in the urban areas that, you know, they don't reside in. They have just met their family members. They just want to party. And I know, like, you need alcohol. If you have ever attended a family reunion, then you know that alcohol is not a want. It's a need, because there are some aunties and uncles that are so annoying, it will make you think, you know what? I know I said I'll never drink again, but please pass me that bottle. A matter of fact, pass me the crate, because the way these things are going, for peace to reign, to avoid World War III, let these trucks arrive, guys, please, please. But Mind the Gap with Helmed. Let's start with, let's go straight for the theme song, and then we'll continue on the other side with quite a lot. Actually, we have a handful today. We have a handful of mostly current events just here locally. Boy, oh boy. But just stay tuned after the theme song. Oh, the December theme song. That's until the 9th of January. Not the 9th of January. That's on a Friday. The 10th on Saturday. And that's until the 11th of January. I may have to pick a different one because it would be weird to be listening to this song in January. But I'm the boss around here, so sorry, boss. Just trying to make a point here. Look, if you ask me, this is a work of genius, because the fact that it doesn't really, my Oshiwambo data depleted would entail that it was at some point there. No, it's so deep in timbre. Let's go with that. The song for me is very timeless in the sense that you can play it in 2050, 2100, as long as it's December. It's gonna be, you think it's gonna be a classic in 2100? Yo, at that point, a lot of people have even lost the language. What language is that? Yeah, that's the language that our forefathers were talking about. Can you believe that at some point we are going to be forefathers? Unbelievable the way time flies. Look, as someone that likes to watch documentaries, I really, you know, it baffles me to listen to a narrator going that in 324 BC, I was like, huh? 324? Someone was alive in 324 BC. They had dreams, they had plans, they didn't have internet, that's for sure. 324 BC. I was watching one short documentary on Harvard University. It turns out the university is almost 1,000 years. It's about 900 and something years. And like, so this is a university that's almost 1,000 years. What were they teaching in the beginning? Okay, picture this. How do I put this? When your colonial guy started landing at a Cape of Good Hope, Harvard University have already been in existence for about 500 years. Colonialism started when, you know, when a bunch of, you know, sunscreen guys allergic to the sun showed up and started being nice, and then they went all full, genocidal maniac. That time, when we look back at it, we go like, that was a very long time ago. No, it wasn't. Harvard University, 900. But when you put all that aside, you know, just putting Harvard University aside, let's talk about the pyramids of Egypt. Those pyramids, let's not even talk about those ones in Sudan, because they are so old. You talk about the Roman Empire, the Roman Empire, even modern, the Ptolemaic dynasty. Those are all very new dynasties, because the pyramids go way far back. In fact, we have no idea when exactly they were made, according to Egyptologists. You know what's funny? There are pyramids in, there are pyramids scattered all around the world. There are pyramids in North America, not much. South America, parts of Asia. The pyramids in Asia, Asians made those ones. The pyramids in South America, South Americans made, the Incans, the Mayans, the Aztecs, they made those. The pyramids in Egypt, aliens made those. Really? Why? Because Africans can't build? You have to read literature, people. Read literature before someone writes your history for you. But hey, it's December, people. December, so, Elaine Tukamwamaleni. I was told that means let's go and chill. Okay, music time. This is a December song. This is a December song. Okatama Pumakara. Nunkunyo Batarara. Nando Pukare Batarara. Kapena Gutakara. Sorry, boss. We'll be right back.
This is a December song. This is a December song. This is a December song.
Welcome back. So let's look at what is going on in Namibia, or what has been going on for the past week at least. Could go a little bit further than that by a month, maybe two, but let's just focus for the most part in what's happening in the Republic of Namibia. Well, it turns out short answer is a lot. Long answer is welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmut. I'm here until the hour of one, so just stay tuned in and I will keep you posted in a very, in a mind the gap-ish way, which is, that's my way of saying a serious conversation is not what we do from 11 to 1 on Eagle FM. Sunday, 11 to 1, seriousness out through the window. So before I, dive deep in, because being the man of Eagle FM that I am, because it's sweltering hot here. Now, before I dive in, let's just put up the usual disclaimer that's in all my posters. It's on all my posters. Mind the Gap posters have all that disclaimer at the bottom there if you just read carefully. It says, I'm not responsible for your heart attack. No, it's Eagle FM. If you don't have a sense of humor, that's on you. Now that we have that out of the way, moving on. Well, we have a lot of things going on here in this Republic of Namibia. We have people stealing refugee money there by Osire. We have people applying for tenders, the Ministry of Health, and then buying stolen stock. And now their company is banned for 5 years after trying to shift the blame to an individual. We're gonna cover that in a few. Just a short summary of that. The Ministry of Health central storage, if I can call it that, of their procured stuff was missing some syringes, and those syringes were then suspiciously bought by the ministry again after they put up a tender to procure somewhat the same products. Someone sold it to them, and then they looked at the label. Then they found out that the syringes have, they call it syringes or crates that they that was recently procured, suspiciously has some, a type of labeling that's only used in-house by the ministry. And we're like, hang on a second. Didn't we just buy our own stuff here that had been missing for a while now? And then, well, the police were involved, and then the investigation kicked in, and it was confirmed that it's actually the ministry have been buying. How do I put this? Imagine being the landlord, and then in your safe. Now you have a landlord, and you have a tenant, and this tenant has somewhat long nails that are covered in glue. And at some point, you realize that someone broke in your secure room where you keep your safe and all your money, and some money is missing. Now, being the genius landlord that you are, there's a very tiny microscopic stamp that you use to stamp all your money. That's only known and used by you. Now, come month end, you do what every person that that loses their stuff. You file a case to the police. You do report the things missing, and you are like, okay, you know what? Well, these things happen. Things get stolen, and move on with life. Come month end, your very wonderful, law-abiding, and very on-time tenant comes and then just give you some money. You know, he's just paying his rent, most. Now, lo and behold, you just put the cash that has just been handed to you under microscope, and then voila, there's your stamp. You're like, hang on a second. Ha! Isn't this money that was stolen from my safe a couple of weeks ago? And your tenant at this point is going, hey, I'm working hard here. Plus, how do you know it's your money? I mean, every $200, the purple one have Hendrik Witbooi on it. It's not just yours that has Hendrik Witbooi on it. And like, well, it's, I'm not talking about Hendrik Witbooi. What I'm talking about is this, this money that you just gave me, Oga, wonderful tenant, has my tiny microscopic stamp. That means that you are just paying me with my own money. That's very rude, buddy. That's very rude. Now, from now on, I'm going to kick you out of my house, and you won't be able to apply to almost like to be given accommodation in this house again for the next 5 years. That's somewhat of a crude explanation of what has been going on there. Now, but we'll dive deeper into that because there are a lot of juicy details. I know. I think I'm gonna make an excellent gossiper with my, you know, with my wife. Excellent gossiper. I know what you're saying. What? I mean, you can't gossip your guy. Oh, come on. Guys, if you can't gossip with your girlfriend, what are you doing? What are you doing? Because for one, talking is not our thing. Guys, talking is not our thing. And sometimes ladies just want to tell you stories that are so boring. Now you have to preempt those boring stories by, well, bringing up stories that are, you know what? But one thing that's been pointed out, actually, this is something that's trending on social media. It turns out, gentlemen, it turns out we are not very good at gossiping. Now, the problem is, I went through a bunch of complaints that were filed on social media by ladies that are, men, we have to work on our detail acquisition stories. We are quick to run with a story that is half-cooked. It turns out, ladies, when it comes to gossiping stories, especially those ones that are on social, based on social subjects, they want each and every single detail. If you are going to come to her with a story that, one of her friend is having an affair. Eish! You better come with, who he or she is having an affair with, how old they are, when were they born? And when I say when were they born, I'm talking about minute, hour, second, which hospital, at what speed did the ambulance driver drive on when they were rushing the mother to the hospital? How many times did she blink during delivery? They want that detail. Unfortunately for you ladies, we're not very good at that. Our friend tells us, my girl caught me, you know, found some suspicious things in my phone. Now she's not talking to me, or she's just decided to call things off. We're gonna stop from there. We're just gonna stop there. So when we get home, be like, honey, how was your day? Oh no, it was all good. It was all good. It's just, Jimmy, you know, Jimmy, right? No, you know, my friend. His girlfriend broke up with him. Why? He said she found something in his phone and she just decided to call things off. Guys, it turns out that pisses the ladies off. Because what do you mean something? You are supposed to say this picture or this video taken at this frame rate per second, taken with this number of pixels, taken with this, with iPhone 16 that came out this year, this model, this gig RAM, this storage, this color. All that detail. We are not very good at that. No, sorry, ladies. If you are going to expect a gossip story from us, expect it to be very short and straight to the point. They broke up. That's it. When, how, who did what, we don't care. We just want to get the heck out of there. Thank you very much. Now, anyway, back to today's stories. Let's gossip the land of the brave. Number one, in a pointed response to urban and rural development, Minister James Sankwasa, of course, it wouldn't be Mind the Gap without James Sankwasa and Paul Noah. James Sankwasa, Red Force Debt Management has issued a legal letter demanding the immediate withdrawal of his directive. Instructing local authorities not to renew contracts with the company and accused the minister of harboring a personal vendetta following the disconnection of his municipal service in Katima Mulilo over alleged non-payment. This is just awesome. Now, for some reason, when I read that, I couldn't help but picture a boxing ring. And then the two contenders in there are... And now welcoming the... Oh, now in the next match, we welcome Red Force and the Ministry of Urban and Rural Development. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for those two, because they're about to punch each other in the teeth. You know that match that took place between Bolelo and Getlich? That was my favorite match of the year. The one where, you know... I think they had the second one. The first one where some of us couldn't tell whether Getlich was trying to throw a punch or practice how to swim. That one where he made a lot of videos about knocking, you know, Bolelo off like, in 20 seconds. And then it turned out to be the other way around. Like that. That was my favorite match of the year. For a number of reasons. One, the match was lit, let's face it. Two, I know you're gonna laugh on this one. I've always been laughed at every time I point this out. Getlich is someone I look up to. Like, I'm not even joking. Getlich is someone I look up to. One thing that have been pointed out to me, all my life, is that when it comes to articulating myself, I can be very difficult to, you know, I'm not the easiest person to understand. I've been told, but every time I say something, someone would look at me and go like, I'm sorry, say that again. So I have to restructure and re-strategize and put everything in order and repeat it again. And like, that's when they go like, now that's better. So. And for a very long time, I didn't want to be in this line of work, like, at all. I avoided public speaking at all cost. And then John and Free Your Mind had a whole different type of, I mean, John, Eagle FM, Free Your Mind, and Chicken had a whole different plans. They just decided, oh yeah, we know what, you know what? We don't care what your excuse is, just get in that seat and do it. Now, every time that I want to use my lack of, articulating as an excuse for not doing something, I just go straight to Getlich. Like, Homeboy inspires me in a way that, I know I'm better at articulating myself than he is. Like, his case is worse. I'm not boasting on this one. And now, I remember the one and only time that I had him here in the studio. He came with his manager. I could barely make of what he was saying. And the whole time I kept looking at him and going like, I've been making excuses about my speech this whole time. Because, he seems to be, to be more severe compared to mine. But he's not hiding in the basement somewhere, going, in self-pity, going, no one is going to listen to me. No. He just decided to make, to accept it. Like, you know what? It's part of my life. It's part of my life. It's part of me. I don't have a power over it. I did not give it to myself. I'm not going to wallow in self-pity. I'll just go out there and, put it publicly that it's part of my identity, and I'll just fly with that. And he's made an identity out of it, and which I find amazing, actually. Any more of that, and I'll have to send Getlich an invoice. So, before you start giving yourself excuses of, you know what, I can't do this because of this and this and that, you have to understand there's someone who has it worse. And they're just out there, just being proud of it. Which is why I don't understand. I run into people in town that are speaking private school English, private school Afrikaans, And the best they can use that very deep literary Afrikaans is "Geme dollar." You can do better, man. You have a lot of English and Afrikaans vocabulary, and you have just been going with "Geme dollar" from January to December. Really? Do you have any idea what you have in your arsenal, in your Afrikaans arsenal? There are those of us that want to prat Afrikaans baie. What's bad in Afrikaans? Baie deur mekaar. That we are breaking it left, right, and center. Oh, commercial break.
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. As jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet, kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Speaking of Afrikaans, that was some serious Dwight level Afrikaans. Imba, Afrikaans, 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 Imba. That's what those of us that don't understand Afrikaans. That's all I hear from that thing. Afrikaans, 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 Imba. Afrikaans, Afrikaans, Imba. Imba, Afrikaans, 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 Imba. Turururu, the end. Yeah. And anyway, moving on. So, boxing match. Someone please arrange a boxing match between Red Force and the Ministry of Urban and Rural Development on this one. I don't know who is going to represent Red Force, but I think I have a slight idea of who I would vote for to represent Ministry of Urban and Rural Development. I don't want to mention any names. Michael Jackson and Akon, hold my hand. Nothing can come between us if you just know. Now, for those of you that are getting married, nothing can come between you two if you just hold each other's hands. The babysitter will come between you two if you don't hold each other's hands. Just saying. Don't fight it, just go there and tell her that fire your shots, don't be afraid, fire your shots, speaking from experience. The worst she could say is no. Nah, lie. Actually, she can say worse. You know, things like you're broke, things like you're short. Show off. Things like, do you have a car? That's worse than no. If you don't have a car. If you have a car, again, show off. And when it gets cold, we only I can make it till I can make it all right till the morning. Nah, the truth is I can make it all right till 2 minutes. Welcome back. Just slowly. Welcome back. Hold my hand because I can make it all right till the morning. Yeah. We can make love for the whole night. That was Rick Ross and Beautiful Onyinyo. Listening to the girls like, yeah, whole night, all right. Whole night. Sure, let's go with that. So, up next on our, you know, national update on what has been going on in this, our beautiful country, is that, has been going on. When we are rounding off 2025, people. Former Onipa Mayor Augustus Jaffet, who was excommunicated. That's a very religious term. At least that's where I first. That's where it's mostly used, especially there by Catholic Church. Excommunicated from by the ruling party after deciding to contest an election as an independent candidate, saying that he was repeatedly muzzled and forced to obey party directives even when they clashed with the Local Authority Act. Oh boy, talk about power struggle. Talk about power struggle. Now, if you are going to, moral of the story, if we are going to become an independent candidate if you are going to become an independent candidate from your established political party or of old, you better make sure that, things works out for you because, the conches are not very good political-wise. But, you know, it's a man, you must make hard decisions, you know. Must make hard decisions. So, much respect. Excommunicated. Really? That's the best word? Well, no judging. And one car that have, lost its very, very, very wonderful reputation in the transport sphere is the Mazda Demio. My God. Is the car that affordable that every thief is looking at it as a startup, getaway car? Now, this is the part that's making me go like, if your getaway car, especially in Windhoek, is a Mazda Demio, are you sure? Have you seen the type of cars that the city police drive? That would be like, that would be like a 5-year-old trying to run away from me. Okay, five, that's a little too old. That rascal is, is just high in sugar. That he's gonna run faster than 2 years old. Yeah, let's go with two. I'm not that fast at running. Anything else? Yeah. Okay. Not anything else. Anyway. Commuters have been let's start from the beginning. Let's start from Genesis. Mazda Demio brand has gained a negative reputation as a car of the year due to criminals using the vehicle when committing crimes, mostly in Windhoek and Oshakati. Windhoek and Oshakati, congratulations. You are the Mazda Demio reputation ruiners. You too. But I will come to my Land Cruiser example in a few. As a result, commuters have since stopped using the Mazda Demio taxi as a e-hailing, aka your Yangos, your InDrive, your blah, blah, blah. As long as, if I see Mazda Demio and I show up. And I remember at some point I was sending a parcel via this e-hailing transport services. And I think I sent like a, I think I've sent several parcels. Just trying to be romantic here. Give me a break. Several parcels, and the car that keeps popping up was Mazda Demio. The point where she went like, what's it with you and Mazda Demio? So like, that's when I came to realize, okay, I think they are somewhat affordable compared to other brands that everyone that wants to get into the transport industry, that's more like the budget option that they want, to start with. It was Honda Fit. I swear at some point out, I think at some point it was Honda Fit. But the good thing is, shout out to Honda Fit. Honda Fit still has its reputation there by transport and crime. But Mazda Demio just came and swooped in and took the reputation, that very ugly reputation of being a criminal's car of choice. Which is not a very good reputation to have. But here's the thing. I'm pretty sure Mazda is going... Oh, yeah, Mazda is also Japanese, right? I'm pretty sure Mazda is going there... Mazda is looking at that going like, how'd this happen? And Toyota is going... Your first time? Not my first rodeo. Because Toyota is so reliable. Terrorist organizations use them a lot. But we still buy Land Cruiser. So I'm pretty sure Toyota is busy consoling Mazda going like, relax. Have you ever heard of something called the Toyota Wars? Yeah, that's a real thing. You can just look it up online, and then you'll come to learn why Japanese technology is just, it's hard to compete with in terms of reliability. To the point where a lot of questionable actors have been known to use Japanese brands. Yeah. The technology industry is becoming expensive. Speaking of technology, electronic components, especially your laptops, your phones, they're about to get way more expensive. Actually, they are already expensive, but that price is just going higher and higher thanks to artificial intelligence. The thing is, there's this thing in your electronic components, especially your computer and your phone, that needs, that is called RAM, aka random access memory. That's where your electronic devices, especially, let's just use your phone, for example. It has two types of storage. There's a temporary one and there's a permanent one. Your permanent one, that's your hard drive. That's your internal storage. And then you have your random access memory. Your random access memory, this is when you are using your phone, you are scrolling through pictures and you you go to your social media and then you go to your messages and all these things that you have, all these things that you frequently access, it's stored separately. It has its permanent storage, but, there's one, it's like your access history of some sort, is stored in your RAM so that, your phone cannot keep going back to your hard drive to get what you frequently access, because if it keeps going back to your hard drive, it will have to sift through a bunch of things that is, you know, all the junk that's in your, you know, all your, in your hard drive to find what you, you know, you frequently use. So to make its life easier, it's a device, it's not that it's a life. What you frequently use, what you frequently access for a period that you are using your phone, it's stored in RAM. So that it's easily directly accessed without sifting through a bunch of nonsense that you don't frequently use, which is what it will be going through if it keeps going back to your to your hard drive to access that information. The thing is, thanks to artificial intelligence, you know how all the new phones that are coming up, they are now having AI this, AI that, AI this, AI that. AI is very RAM demanding, and now as a result. Random access memory, RAM prices have increased in the past 4 months, like to almost over 100% in prices. To the point where Samsung Electronics, this is the Samsung division that makes your electronic components, like your, you know, my smartphone here, your laptop, your other gadgets, basically. Now, Samsung Electronics wanted RAMs for their new, Galaxy phone that they're working on. The thing is, they ordered it from another division of Samsung that deals with electronic, that builds RAMs. And Samsung said no. RAMs are so expensive now that Samsung said no to selling RAMs to Samsung. These are just, Samsung has like a whole list of subsidiaries. So they have one parent company, so like Samsung Electronics, that's their parent company. They have a whole list of subsidiaries. So it's not unheard of for them to buy, you know, components from each other. Except the RAM prices, thanks to AI, have soared through the roof to the point where Samsung said no to selling RAMs to Samsung. That was my favorite story last night. I was laughing at that thing like crazy. Welcome to the tech world. Now, the thing is, if it was just in RAM alone, it wouldn't be much of a problem. The terrible thing is that inflation in RAM prices is increasing the price of the overall electronic device that these RAMs are being shoved into, especially those ones with AI capabilities. No wonder they're calling it an AI bubble. And anyway, apart from, Samsung saying no, to selling RAMs to Samsung, because, we also need it type of scenario. So, from, come back from that tangent. So, people are scared, especially in Windhoek and Roshakati, to use, Mazda Demios. Now, imagine being the owner of a Mazda Demio now. That's very painful. A point of correction. Imagine being the owner of a Mazda Demio who is not a thief. If you are my owner of a Mazda Demio who is a thief, that's on you. Mazda is South Korea. It turns out it's not Mazda. It's Matsuda. I was like, I don't have time for that. That pronunciation of Mazda actually came out after, ICE, paramilitary force, they are classified in the US, EV car. So that's where a lot of Asians came out, that some of the cars that are car brands that are mispronounced, you know, are mispronounced by a lot of non-Asians. Mazda, Matsuda. It's not Hyundai. It's Hyundai. I'm like, okay, you know what? When Donald Trump masters how to pronounce Namibia, I will give a crap. Because I know homeboy just went with Nambia. Uh-oh. Hey, die reën geval hier so in klein window. Die reën geval, maar ek kyk nie die cloud by die sky. Die sky kyk very clear. What's blue in Afrikaans? Groen? No, that's green. Hey, you know what? I give up. It must be painful to be a law-abiding citizen who is in the transport sector and drives a Mazda Demi. Very painful. Now, the alcohol part. Another, that means there have been one or several. Another one, you know, DJ Khaled. Another one. A 34-ton truck carrying Windhoek draft failed to negotiate a 10 into Ramatex, causing it to lose part of its consignment. Now, the driver suspects that the rear pellets were not properly secured. You wanna guess what it was carrying? The juice of December. All of it was drank by the third rod. So if the accidents begin to happen in that vicinity, you have to know that part of the road is, that part of the road is drunk. As if roads get drunk. But don't use that as an excuse to drink and drive. And now my favorite part. In a move to enhance road safety, Minister of Works and Transport, Vekena Kunde, this afternoon, this from yesterday, officially launched the Animal Visibility Pilot Project at Mbumba Village in Oshikuku constituency. What is this about? Well, this is about the Minister of Works and Transport turning domestic animals into Christmas trees. It turns out when it's reflective vests at night, when you shine light on them, oh boy, they shine like a Christmas tree. So there in Mbumba constituency, in the Oshikuku constituency, they don't have to buy Christmas trees. The Ministry of Works and Transport already did that for them, by making sure that all their domestic animals look like Christmas trees at night. Yeah. Shout out to Vekone Kundi. A little bit of music.
Whoa.
Maybach music.
In the world of so many, baby girl, you are that one. I deserve that. I deserve you. Whoa.
Rosea born stunner, I can blow money. If you when I'm shopping, that ain't no money. I got my jeans sagging, money stuffed in them. I got 40 whips, way too much in them. I need me a queen, I need me a dime. Living this fast life, just show me a sign. I'm a G, took her from the lane, put her on that condo on that beach. All she needs.
I go with somebody. If you say that to me, I go with somebody. I took her from a lane and I put her on that condo on that beach. I know you have a condo on the beach, but you don't have to rub it in my face. Say that to me and I'm putting your name in a titty.
All she needs is a boss on my level who provides her every need. All I fiend is a queen in my presence. I can hold it till I die. Couple G's in a bezel, I'm a boss.
cause every day I'm hustling. Double MG win it in the streets is loving it. All this paper coming in, my baby touching it. I pin it to the wall, you know this way be busting it. Fur coats in the winter look like a polar bear. Stunning in the snow, these haters, they can go somewhere. Indoor pool, outdoor pool, indoor court, tugging Ray J moves. Seven Rolls Royces, pink slips like a boss. Champagne on the body, time to lick it out. Me and baby girl a winning combination. Ownership is my conversation. I'm a boss.
Welcome back. It's 5 minutes to the hour of 12. We still have an hour and 5 minutes. Actually, we have 35 minutes to do mind the gap-ish, and then we can just do more music than talking on the other side. So stay tuned. Eagle FM, huye mori.
Oh, oga. Uh-huh. Everybody now.
All good. How are you?
Ah, body day.
So are you by any chance in Oshikuku constituency?
I get nearby.
Yeah, don't worry. The Ministry of Works and Transport just provided you guys with free Christmas trees.
We go chop very well, my friend.
Uh-huh.
As long as he comes supply electricity there. He commotes, you know, the mines and minister. I mean, Minister of Mines.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I believe they can work together with the West. So that's that the Ampe making supplies with electricity that side now.
And
as we celebrate that, as we chop for our Christmas, né?
Uh-huh.
The tree come decorate and finish. The tree come decorate and finish. And plenty meat there.
No, there's going to be plenty meat, all right.
The problem is that those people, man, they are really starving us in those events, man.
What do you mean?
Wedding, funeral. Okay, funeral, like there's no other way we can do it. So you just do whatever is available.
Uh-huh.
But things like wedding and marriage and wedding, and the people don't even cook or tete or storage or whatever. Oh my God, man. I don't know that kind of a culture that we are adopting.
That's the thing, right? First of all, green leaves with olives on the side for dinner. I'm going to wake up and cook pap in the middle of the night. Some of us, there's something I call food. And then there's something I call introduction to food.
So you call them junky. How do you say it? Junk.
Yeah, junk food. That's mostly fast food, yeah.
So that's why you end up starving in that kind of event. No matter how much you are.
You want a heavy one?
Huh?
You want a heavy meal?
Not a piece, because a porridge in the kampete there or kavanda there or something like of that nature.
No, pudding.
Or maybe maungu, issues of this nature. You know, those foods. Those foods that are really building up our body. And you know, it's all about saradi.
Uh-huh.
It's all about what?
It's all about pudding.
Pudding. Mm. And before you know what is happening, you have not even eaten. Or a Kenya, you can eat, or you are also not satisfied. I mean, your body, the whole thing is just put in confusion. And you cannot eat these things. 2-3 spoons, you are done. You try, you can't go. When you go around there, no chicken, no, it's only meat. Oh, my God.
And the drinks is only champagne.
Only. Oh, my God. What is happening to our people? That kind of Umbundu culture, that philosophy you always propagate and talk about.
No, we're very good at talking. Thereby practical. No, we're not good at that.
Oh my God. Mm. I think sometimes we need to go to a pata also. A pata where the women's are And they think it's their territory only. And nobody else should transgress.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, you interfere in the, somebody's, you know, that jurisdiction. But now the way they are producing the things, honestly speaking.
Commercial break.
Litavazende kize imba izwezipiri. Lwekerize mikwaye nguyencha kukona kunolofaza kwa nkufisa hamo chwalo ni mata amskavo na kare. Kana mituksirize kubona msevelezo wa imba ye, mufumane lisevelezo zezwezipiri ze kakulifafela mashering alika na 36 na million dollars kakweli. Kapa kami kwaye kutesi fafasi ye tatama, 5% machipisa hamungolisari kwerize talu, 10% machipisa hamungolisari kwerize sirela, 25% machipisa hamungolisari kwerize lishumiperi. Muketeri kwerize Movata, we mukone kala kuikola zendezo imba imiswalezi fana chipisa. Imba, okubukanir fasi kaufela. Mwipe kwa sevelezo za imba kachenu, we mukone kuikola zende kaufela.
TK, you know that track of full of wind with draft that overturned there by Ramatics. Yeah, I was also at the scene, so I had a little bit of it. So my fingers went a little all over my body here, so I ended up cutting the call. Please call back, please. It wasn't intentional. 1,000 apologies. It's just a minute past the hour of 12. Just a minute past the hour of 12. If you just tuned in, this is Mind the Gap with yours truly, moi. Here on Eagle FM. So, When it comes to this whole Ubuntu thing, we are not very good at practicing what we preach. Preaching, we are very good at preaching. Practicing, we are terrible at practicing. Why am I saying that? Because from the food we eat, the drinks, the outfit and everything is just very Western influenced. Now, I'm not saying show up in there's something we call Mpunda. Where at your wedding, you take a string, I don't want to say a rope because man, that's big, a string and then tie it around your waist, and then you take a piece of cloth and then secure it with that rope both at the back and at the front. And then there's this, there's this protruding part now that's dangling from both the back and the front. I don't know how to describe that, that better, but, it's Bantu language, so I'm pretty sure that word's, the word Mpunda sounds, familiar in a lot of Bantu languages. So I'm not saying show up in that outfit on your wedding day, because believe me, your bride is literally going to kill you. I don't care what your culture is. You show up in Mpunda and she's in a wedding dress. Murder will be committed. That day, oh, believe me, murder will be committed. And then you talk about food and drinks, all Western influenced. Drinks, it's not a wedding until you are drinking, what's that thing? Dom Perignon. Dom Perignon. Dom Perignon, Dom Perignon. You know, what's funny? We are very good at mispronouncing all these words. No, it's not Ben, it's not Dom Perignon, it's Dom Perignon. And we are excellent at the mispronouncing. And then you, now that idiot is driving due north. And you ask them, where are you going? I'm going to Chivarongo. Really? You can pronounce a bunch of French words, but you can't pronounce a simple Gerero word. Or Chivarongo. Since when? Eagle FM.
Helmut.
Yeah, welcome back.
Let me just maybe conclude.
Okay.
I was just saying that I think that department, that department where we say, yes, men or boys, they are somehow limited there. And I don't know you guys who have got access to those women. So maybe like you say, maybe if you have a girlfriend there, or husband or wife. But many a times, like those things on Tete now, Mavanda, those are traditional dairy foods, those organic foods that you can really eat and enjoy a meal, then enjoy the wedding and marriage ceremony or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Don't you think, because I know that It's our women who are there. They are the ones who are cooking. Doesn't matter whether, or maybe we need to do now specifically, say, yes, when you people are buying food for the event or wedding or whatever, where will you can really have access to, not that you interfere in their property, I mean, their what? In their territory.
Yeah.
So, because just those kind of cultural things. So what happened to the rally that crashed? You say something of the beer, what happened?
It was staining. Then some of the stuff that, they were not properly secured.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, the whole thing.
They were not properly what? Insured.
Yeah. They were not properly secured. They were not tied properly.
Oh, yeah. They could cause danger, man, especially if it happened those Chume, Beltavi, that road.
Yeah.
So they caused the chaos, my friend, before the police come in and say, please, you, David, road for them and what?
Yes.
Yeah, they serious, those kind of stuff. But, you know, as long as nobody died there, and maybe it's also, not that I'm supporting you, but it has also reduced some kind of alcohol beverage now.
Hey, you are ruining December for us, TK.
Oh my God, it's going to be that. You know, the way I like this, some of this born again Christian wedding.
Uh-huh.
So when it comes to alcohol,
yeah,
they are really, this. I mean, I don't think, they don't support me. Anyway.
Yeah.
But maybe it's because also we are also not involved much in those buying of these things. But you see, those individual people there, they have. So we have begun on the note too, on a good note, because it's raining, on Bidi, on Tete there.
Yeah.
That's why I like you going this side of Kavango. Because when they go there, that side, so they even Katima, they cook all the things. You eat the things. Why can't they do that in the wedding and marriage?
No, we don't like. We don't eat a lot of traditional food on special events. Are you kidding me? We even have a special name, you know, special events. Then we eat special food. By special, we mean most of it, you know, Western. And we even, you know, Western influence is very deep on us, especially there in the culinary, especially in the culinary industry. We only eat, January is the month for traditional food. Because everyone is too broke to afford the special ones. And then someone is telling me Ubuntu Agera right here.
And then that imposition of some cultures, like especially the European culture, is good that we impress it when we create some kind of cultural synergy in that area. But then the problem is that it's some kind of indoctrination. So it's a kind of indoctrination that really needs some kind of deconstruct. I mean, I don't know what kind of a word to decolonize ourselves on that thing. Because when we go, for example, I was giving an example of going this side. Whenever we have big events, whether it's International Women's Day that is just celebrated or wherever,
yeah,
we make sure that all those things, even the fish in that Kavango area, region, we need both Kavango. We make sure that the people there, the dignitaries,
yeah,
they really enjoy the food, and even the masters, they eat the food of their, you know, that local, those local food prepared. Nice.
Yeah.
Of course, we have to have a combination of those other ones that you have, because, you know. But I don't know, even the fish that they call it, they have a name. When you mention of that fish, that means that the fish,
mm-hmm,
the platter for the fish and what, for the dignitary, for the masses and everything, you know.
Yeah.
So, but I, most of the events that even take place here, In the northern region, this side of now, like the school we are talking about. No, they are depriving us on this thing. I just wish that maybe somebody, an entrepreneur with an innovative idea, could come and say, you guys, I'll be catering you, not maybe catering or giving you this thing. It's a service, it's a product. Prepare them nicely, and then people will enjoy it. So you give us some percentage.
The decolonizing needs to happen ASAP, because I'm just sitting here imagining me attending a wedding and then a plate of maungu shows up. Chances are very high, man. I start laughing. That's how deep the decolonizing is. The colonial influence is.
Thank you very much, Dr. Ogabo Bo. Make we listen and go jump.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. And the drinks are there, everyone? You have oshikundu that have been fermenting for the past week. Then is that hearing people, my tummy is this, my tummy. One thing I've come to learn that have been, I've come to learn thanks to social media is that, did you know that poverty cures allergies? Like the best cure for allergies is poverty. How many poor people are telling you I'm allergic to this and that and like this and this? No, they're not a lot. Because being poor and be having allergies, oh no. Usually that's how you can tell that someone is from a family that can afford bologna. When they start saying, oh no, I'm allergic to this, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. Most likely it's from a family that can afford bologna. And back to the Namibian update. For those of you that are operating transport services, and you want to bribe someone, an official, you may wanna use more than just $100. Don't use $100. We have come to learn that a lot of officials don't like $100 because of it's totally understandable. Thanks to inflation, $100 is not enough anymore. So you need to kick the price up a notch. We are yet to know what's the exact right bribing amount that will work. But one gentleman between Otavi and Tsumep, tried $100 and then ended up, tried to bribe a police officer with $100 and ended up in trouble. So, instead of just looking down on that very patriotic gentleman, he took one for the team. Thanks to him, now we know that $100 is too low. Now, if there's anyone out there who have tried $200 and and it worked, or maybe $500 and it worked, please, hook a brother up. Just so you know, thanks to homeboy here who took one for the team, now we know that if you are going to bribe someone in between Tsumep and Otavi, make sure it's above $100. Because if it's, try $150, $200. And we know if we read about you in the newspaper, we know that it didn't work. If we don't read about you in the newspaper, then we know that it worked. That's how we can tell. You're welcome. I was born to be the best, number one and nothing less.
I was built to be the best, number one and nothing less. Lead me to my destiny. I have waited patiently. I have vision, though I believe. I know I can count on me. So stand up for the champions, for the champions. Stand up, stand up, stand up for the champions, for the champions. Stand up for the champions. It's just life, that's how it is. Cause we have our strengths and weaknesses. Oh, I have vision, can't you see? I'm on the move, make way for me. So stand up for the champions, for the champions. Stand up, stand up, stand up for the champions, for the champions. Stand up for the champions.
And when I fall down, I have to pick myself back up. And when I fall down, I have to pick myself back up. And when I fall down, I have to pick myself back up. And when I fall down, I have to pick myself up. Stand up for the champions, for the champions. Stand up for the champions, for the champions. Stand up, stand up. Champions, for the champions, stand up.
I was built to be the best, number one and nothing less. And 16 minutes into the hour of 12, we're still here until the hour of 1. Let's take one more music break. And when we come back, we're gonna talk about the Ministry of Health and how they gave someone a tender. And then that someone ended up buying the products that has been missing in the Ministry of Health's medical storage facility. Talk about being sold your own product. It's like someone breaking into your house, stealing your stuff, and then you know, only to sell it back to you the next day. Then you start going, hang on a second, this trouser looks like mine. Really? Why am I buying it? So it's December vibe, people. It's December vibe. So make sure you know what you're buying. Make sure that you don't buy a shirt that is written someone else's name, and then you wait in the middle of town, someone is yelling at you, "That's my shirt." Can you imagine how embarrassing that is? Especially if you're working with someone's daughter, and then that's gonna be painful, painful. Everything is gonna be blah. Cadeluna and Akon. Oh no, all the above.
Yo, Payne, you ready?
Yeah.
Man, let's lock it low.
Yeah.
Just Blaze.
Yeah.
No, turn me up.
Hey.
Hey, I think we got one.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Tell me, what do you see when you're looking at me?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
In the feet, what I'm destined to be.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I've been through the pain and the sorrow, the struggle is nothing but love.
Nothing but love.
I'm a soldier, a rider, a ghetto, a survivor, and all the above.
Hey.
All the above.
Nothing. See me living my dreams. I done been to the bottom. I done suffered a lot. I deserve to be rich. Headed straight to the top. Look how I'm right for the block. Look how I'm rep for the hood. I get nothing but love now when I come to the hood. Getting this fortune and fame. Money make all of a change. The new Benz is all white. Call it John McCain. How the hell did you stop me? Why in the world would you try? I go on forever. That's just how I'm designed. That's just how I was built. See the look in my eyes. You take all of this from me, and I'm still gonna survive. You get truth from me, but these rappers gon' lie. I'm a part of these streets to the day that I die. I wave out of the haters, man, that I finally done made it. Take a look, and you can tell that I'm destined for greatness.
Tell me, what do you see when you're looking at me?
Whoa, whoa.
It's harder to
my nights. Picture you living my life. Picture you stuck in a cell. Picture you wasting your life. Picture you facing a charge. Picture you beating the odds. Picture you willing to bleed. Picture you wearing the scar. Thank you for making me struggle. Thank you for making me grind. I perfected my hustle. Tell me the world ain't mine. You've been seeing me lately. I'm a miracle baby. I refuse to lose. This is the ghetto to me. I put that on my father. Trying to hope for tomorrow. When I think that I can't, I envision Obama. I envision them diamonds. I envision Ferraris. If the world was perfect, all my niggas behind me. Ain't you happy I made it? Man, I'm making a statement. Take a look and you can tell that I'm destined for greatness.
Tell me what do you see?
Welcome back. Now, let's look at two stories. Let's wrap it up with two stories. Let's start with Osire, and then we'll come to the Minister of Health. Yeah. Well, allegedly, there's nothing alleged about this, as you'll just find out how... Now, let's shift, with Osire, we're just talking about, Osire MTC, and then we'll come to the Ministry of Health. Then, Minister of Health, pops up here and there, and just a couple of entity names, and then Job and Panda at the end. So, it turns out, people want to drive Rupa so bad, they are willing to steal from refugees. One gentleman, who is a UN worker, stands accused of defrauding, that's a fancy way of saying stealing, refugee money worth $800,000. It turns out for a very long time, refugees were given food parcels per month. And I lived that life for like 5 years, so. I know that part. The money part, I think at some point earlier this year, they decided to switch from the food parcels to giving them money so they can, they can decide what to buy instead of a centralized decision of what everyone should eat. Maybe that's where they made a little bit of a mistake because someone saw that as an opportunity to drive Rupa. So a man employed by the United Nations in Namibia. The United Nations High Commissioner, UNHCR, appeared in Windhoek Magistrate Court for allegedly stealing refugees' money worth of $836,385. Now, Severinus Senga, looks like someone who could steal $800,000. I mean, the names have... But anyway.
And if you want to go the acronym name, you know how Netumbo Nandindai twice, NNN. Now, Severinus Sainga, SS, who is employed as a refugee, you know, as a, listen to the title now, as a refugee protection officer. Eish! The homeboy's title and what he did with that title. Man. Now, a refugee, not very protection officers, now, officer now, in charge of a number of refugees in Namibia is facing one count of fraud for allegedly withdrawing a refugee agency's food allowance intended for 111 families at Osire camp for his private use, Vrupa use. That's how I would have written the article, but that's me. He appeared before the magistrate and he was arrested on the 11th of December and is allegedly withdrawing the money between January and November. You know, slowly but surely. Slowly but surely. You want to bet there's a Kamboroto budget in there? These are just the speculations. The case was postponed to, now this is why you shouldn't commit, whatever you do during the weekend and in December, don't get on the wrong side of the authorities, because now the case was postponed to the 26th of February. That's way on the other side of Valentine's Day. Now, how on earth did he pull that off? Oh, very easy. By lying, of course. Telling them that, you know what, MTC, just being a very good state entity or parastatal that it is, decided to go, let's help, let's use technology to help, we can use our technology to help you, United Nations, distribute this money to the recipients. But now, in the state, in the chain of command of approval of this money from the donors, UN, and these protection officers, MTC, and then it goes to the recipients. Somewhere in between here, there was one gentleman by the name of SS. Now, gentleman, who is a refugee protection officer, did not do a lot of protection there, if you ask me, ended up chopping the money worth $800,000. And now he's under investigation and just not looking very festive season. Like, you can imagine there was Christmas budget in that 800,000. Now he needs a lawyer and a lawyer budget and a bail budget. Last time I checked, those amounts are very high. Osire refugee spokesperson Victor Afande, a refugee from Kenya, told the Namibian, that's one thing I found surprised. I'm like, Kenya is not at war. The refugees from Kenya? Anyway. They are Namibian asylum seekers in the UK. So who are we to judge? Now, Osire refugee spokesperson Victor Afande, a refugee from Kenya, stated that his family realized they were not receiving their 1,765. That's awfully specific. When they noticed their families, the families received the payments despite also registering for the cash-based intervention. CBI, cash-based intervention. In January, some families realized that they weren't getting their money while other families were receiving theirs. Despite also the registration, not just the spokesperson's family that came to that realization. The spokesperson then went on to point out that, last year, the CBI, the UN guys here basically pointing out that last year, the refugee agency, introduced a monthly challenge allowance to replace the food parcel program. You know, the switch from monthly parcel, food parcel to monthly cash injection so that you can decide what to buy with your money. Instead of someone deciding that, you know what, whether I like it or not, this food you go chop. No sense. So,
to replace the food parcel that it handed out to families every month. The money was channeled through a contract with the Mobile Telecommunication Limited, MTC Maris, and could be withdrawn at any Vurman supermarket. A list of beneficiaries would be sent to MTC, who would then distribute the money by providing a digital PIN to cell phone numbers. No wonder scammers are going rampant. To cell phone numbers for families to withdraw their money. Now, this cash-based injection, aka CBI, is calculated as follows. They run through a bunch of numbers I'm not interested in before I send you to sleep. A friend highlighted the difficulties of making ends meet and supporting his family without financial assistance. Now, the thing is, in this cash-based injection, one thing I found very, very thoughtful about this cash injection is that for girls over the age of 10, they get an extra fee. As opposed, compared to boys of the same age, because, well, female at the age of 10, you know, their period shows up and they need sanitary pads. They have a different need that made the agency actually add on that extra $75 for any girl above the age of 10. So they can, because they factored all those things in. All of a sudden, as a guy, you start wishing you a girl. And then every girl now has gone through the experience of periods, looks at you and like, that's how people get killed. So, the spokesperson added that the accused also allegedly used the name of three families on the beneficiaries list who were resettled in the United States and Canada in 2024 and 2025. That's what I call ghost refugees. Ghost refugees. Homeboy was also using ghost refugees to access money for December budget. And only to get arrested on the 11th of December, people. 11th of December. Christmas was this close. 11th of December was on Thursday. Christmas will also be on Thursday. The pain, I tell you, the pain cuts deep. The pain cuts really deep. Then you skip all that junk and go straight to the end. Nicholas added that his family, this one of the affected families, was supposed to receive 6,000 a month, but their amount was reduced to 2,600. The homeboy was doing a lot of things. First of all, it's either he took all the amount from some families, or took some amounts from some family, or just straight up create ghost refugees so that he can claim the money. Jeez! You have to admire the creativity. You have to admire the creativity. Now, all these impacted people have to wait because some of them have not received their dues since January. You are a refugee. You don't have a work permit. It's very difficult to make ends meet. Someone chops your money from January. It's December, people, since January. Now, before you start saying, why didn't they take it up with the authorities? Oh, they did. You want to know one of the people, who's one of the people in the authorities up in the chain of command? The gentleman that was siphoning the money. That's why it took very long for it to reach this level of prosecution. Okay. And last but not least, my favorite part of today's Mind the Gap. Ministry of Health, Minister of Enjoyment, Mr. Continental. Welcome to Mind the Gap with yours truly, Moi. Medical supplier banned after stolen stock probe. Well, here's the thing. Once upon a time in this Republic of Namibia, I want to play DJ. I don't have time to read through that, but I'll just summarize it.
a very wonderful Namibian owned company, you know, support local, applied for a tender, Ministry of Health. Ministry of Health is like, well, let's support local now. Let's support small businesses, MSME initiatives. Let's support local so that we can create employment. And they did support local. And this local won the tender. The tender was to buy syringes. And then the wonderful company just delivered on the tender that they were given. Except the delivery had a very questionable identity. Now, the ministry now realized that... No, let's start with the routine inspection. On the 8th of May, during routine inspection at the central medical store, the warehouse manager discovered that a storage area previously containing stock was empty. This place where there was supposed to be crates of something, that something was not there. Then they realized that, wasn't there something here yesterday? Where the heck did it go? The question is, how the heck do you steal a crate? Did someone go stealing with a forklift? Not, who am I to judge? Now, including two pellets, not crates, pellets, two pellets of 20 millimeter syringes that were no longer in place. The review panel in this medical supervision board, the syringes that the 20 milliliter syringes that were no longer that were supposed to be in that place, they were not there. Now, fast forward to this giving the tender, winning the tender, and then procuring the medication. The ministry received the products and then realized that one of the delivered boxes carried a handwritten stock code used internally by the medical store, aka the Ministry of Health. That's when they were like, this guy that you procured, this company that you procured these things from, do they have our identifying markers also? This is too fishy to ignore. I think this is where the social media part, the social media reaction to that would be, this is where he knew that he effed up big time. That's when he knew that he screwed up big time. Big time screw up. So, then the ministry was like, come here. Make I show you something. This medication you just delivered, it has this signature that is only used internally by us. Are you telling us that the company that sold you these things, where you procured it from, they also use our internal signature? That's when they realized, this is not good. Then they decided, you know what? Damage control. Dive deeper now. This raised suspicion, and the items, of the item's origin. They investigated it. They looked at the company that they awarded the tender, and the company was like, it was procured by that guy. Yes, he worked for us, but he did not do these things on behalf of the company. They were this close to getting away with it. Except upon further investigation, they find out that the company also forged NAMRA documents, and the ministry was like, no, you are not getting out of this one. Yeah, you are not getting... First of all, we are not saying that you are wrong. We're just saying that, why didn't you do your own due diligence? Why didn't you do your own due diligence to make sure that you are not selling us stuff that has our signature? See your life. Because of that, your company now is banned from winning tenders for 5 years. Have a good day. there's a tiny flaw in the Procurement Act that I would use if I was these guys, because it's been used before. This banning only applies to juristic entities, aka companies. But if the owners of this company, in the period of 5 years that their company has been banned, if they register another company, they can still apply for tenders. Because the Procurement Act does not have provision for banning company owners from starting companies and applying for more tenders. That is a legislative loophole that is well known in the procurement sector in this, our Republic of Namibia. I'm suspecting someone in this group have already thought of that, and they're already at BIPA. Oh no, it is Sunday. They'll be at BIPA tomorrow. Assuming they're not there already. Not sure. Shaggy. Let's go with fire. That's the name of the song.
Smoking.
Smoking and club music.
This is a nature introduction. Hops! Mr. Lover.
R&B.
That's right. Sting International. CD Killer. Listen!
Place of man's scene, real up, y'all know what I mean. Cecile and Vivina, extra clean, fresh and clean. Attend y'all, they are. Well, I must intervene. They gonna tell the gate man, let them in. Jamaican Queens, 24 to 19. Please, you light a little off steam. Part a pass war, reggae people live on the floor. DJ beat it hardcore. When gunshot a roar, who ball forward one more. Babylon a beat down the door. The DJ drop the beat, gyal them a bubble, everyone pon them feet. The vibes it sweeter, gyal a get up on concrete. Watch them a turn on the heater.
And welcome back. Fire by Nash. I don't even know how to pronounce that lady's name. Now let's go to my old school. What's love got to do with it, babe?
Joe cracked the door.
Got to do. do with it, babe. Commercial break.
Großartige Neuigkeiten. Imba ist jetzt noch besser geworden. Wir haben brandneue Funktionen hinzugefügt, um dein Erlebnis noch reibungsloser, schneller und leistungsstärker zu machen als je zuvor. Bereit, das volle Potenzial von Imba freizuschalten? Erhalte alle exklusiven Funktionen für nur 36 Namibia-Dollar pro Monat oder spare noch mehr mit unseren speziellen Abonnementplänen. 5% Rabatt bei einem 3-Monats-Abonnement, 10% Rabatt bei einem 6-Monats-Abonnement oder 25% Rabatt bei einem 12-Monats-Abonnement. Wähle den Plan, der am besten zu dir passt und genieße alles, was Imba zu bieten hat, zu einem unschlagbaren Preis. Imba, where the world congregates. Lade es herunter und abonniere noch heute.
What's life? It's about love, it's about trust. Those were the lyrics back then. Now everything is touch this, slap that, do that, boy, oh boy. But hey, things change. You gotta keep up with the time. And when you're a comedian, you have a naturally dirty mind. So keeping up with that dirt is not a problem. I mean, it's actually that's where we thrive.
Got to do it. Let you know from the gate, I don't baby. I want a chick with thick hips and licks her lips. She could be the office type, but like the strip. Girl, you get me aroused, how you look in my eye. But you talk too much, man, you're ruining my. I wanna lose the feeling, cause the roof and ceiling is on fire. And you looking good for the getting, I'm a rider. Whether in a hoodie or a linen, a provider. You should see the jury on my women, and I'm living it up. The squad stay filling the truck with chicks that's willing to trizz with us. You say you got a man. You're in love, but what's love gotta do with a little? After the party, me and you could just slide for a few, and she could come too. It's love.
Got to do it. But you need to understand that you got something with you. This fat frame is little. Tattoo in your chest with his name in the middle. I'm not a hater, I just crush a lot. In the way you shake your booty, I don't want you to stop. You need to come a little closer. And let me put you under my arms like a dawn is supposed to. Please believe you leave with me. We be freaking all night like we was on. You need to trust the guard and jump in the car. For a little heartache at the Taj Mahal. What's love? Got to do it.
You know, one thing I find fascinating about these times when this music came up, the word fat was so normal in the English guy that, in the English language that there was a guy, you know, he's still called Fat Joe, right? Like Fat Joe. Like he was so proud of it, he decided to give himself a nickname, Fat Joe. By the way, fun fact, the F word from, old English, in the, like, a medieval English, the F word was not an insult. That's just fun fact. It wasn't an insult. The literal meaning of the word is to beat. So which makes it make a lot of sense when we say to each other, I will F you up. Because that literally means I will beat you up. And then we decided to slap that word in so much debt. Right now, you can't even say it here because you get into trouble with Karen. It's times change, buddy. You're gonna have to keep up with it. While a group of English literature experts looked into the origin of the F word, you know, the history of the F word, and they found that there was a gentleman that actually had that as a name in back in the 14th or 15th century. His name, it's more of a name that was given to him by society, you know, by his community. The name they found was, the name was F Butter. was F butter. Replace the F with your own cran, free zone. So, F butter. Now, it's suspected that he was basically making butter for a living, because to make butter, after the final process is you have to beat the butter into shape that you basically have to sell it in. That's where he, the F part, because he was literally beating the butter into shape before packaging it for sale. That's why he was called F butter. Back then, it was just a normal word to throw around. Now, and y'all are working on time machine. The time of, the chances of a lot of people in olden time to get, getting beaten today, and chances of you guys getting beaten in their time period because of the use of languages. Just forget the English language. Just think about Thimbukuju, or whatever dialect that you speak right now. If you were to go back 500 years, would you really be able to understand the language that, it's your language, but the way that it has evolved, I can barely understand my grandparents. They're still alive. The vocabularies they use. Hey, my counterfeit Thimbukushu cannot keep up. And you want a time machine to visit your great grandfather. What language are you going to speak? Oh, Kanye West. Oh, now this for those of you that had decided to go home for the holidays. That's wonderful. But, oh, no, Kanye West is there. Let me escort you guys with Kanye West. Or let me honor you guys with Kanye West.
Say Shy City.
I'm coming home again. Do you think about me now and then?
Yeah.
Do you think about me now and then? 'Cause I'm coming home again.
Girl, when I was 3 years old, and what I loved most, she had so much soul. She said, excuse me, little homie, I know you don't know me, but my name is Wendy and I like to blow trees, and from that point I never blow her off. Niggas come from out of town, I like to show her off. They like to act tough, she like to tone them off and make them straighten up their hat, 'cause she know they soft. And when I grew up, she showed me how to go downtown, and at nighttime my face lit up so astounding. I told her, and my heart is where she always be. She never mess with entertainers, 'cause they always leave. She said it felt like they walked and drove on me. Knew I was gang affiliated, got on TV and told on me. I guess it's why last winter she got so cold on me. She said, yeah, keep making that platinum and gold for me.
Do you think about me now and then? Do you think about me now and then? 'Cause I'm coming home. We could start again.
But if you really cared for her, then you wouldn't have never hit the airport to follow your dreams. Sometimes I still talk to her, but when I talk to her, it always seems like she's talking about me. She said you left your kids and they just like you. They want to rap and make soul beats just like you, but they just not you. And I just got through talking about what niggas trying to do, just not new. Now everybody got the game figured out all wrong. I guess you never know what you got till it's gone. I guess it's why I'm here and I can't come back home. And guess when I heard that, when I was back home. Every interview I'm representing you, making you proud. Reach for the stars, so if you fall you land on a cloud. Jump in the crowd, sparking lighters, wave them around. If you don't know by now, I'm talking about Chi-Town.
Do you think about me now and then? Do you think about me now and then? 'Cause I'm coming home. We could start again. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, man, oh,
maybe we could start again.
Kanye West coming home again. This is Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. The time is 5 minutes to the hour of one. So time to wrap it up. What have we learned in today's Mind the Gap? What have we learned in today's Mind the Gap? What we have learned is that if we are going to bribe a police officer in between Otavi and Tsumep, don't use 100 bucks. Use something from 150 bucks and up. And like I pointed out earlier, that means if you use 200 bucks and we read about you on social media or in the newspaper, then we know that we have got to keep pushing the numbers up. When we reach the point where we are not reading about people trying to bribe police officers, then we know that, okay, now that's the number we are going with. But also, you know, just try to keep up with the inflation news so that you know when to increase the amount. And in other news, the Ministry of Works and Transport have provided, you know, the Ministry of Works and Transport had decided to kickstart their pilot program of providing How are they doing this with a straight face? This is just me. Because the next thing you know, this is how it starts. The next thing you know, we are looking for each and every single snake, mosquito, fly. So we can just, you know, put the reflective paint like, doop, so we know when a mosquito is coming. Let's preserve the environment, people. Okay. The third thing. Guys, if you are going to apply for a tender, please examine the products that you are, you know, examine the products before delivering them. If you win the tender, examine the products before delivering them. Make sure that they don't have, what are they calling them? One of the delivered boxes carried a handwritten stock code. Yeah. Let's learn from others' mistake. Someone applied for a tender at the Ministry of Health, won the tender, was given tender. He found the product that he was given a tender to go and procured them, delivered them, and the Ministry of Health is like, hang on a second. One of these boxes have our and I quote, a handwritten stock code used internally by the medical stores. So the ministry was like, why do these syringes look like those syringes that we are looking for that have been missing in our storage this whole time? And then everyone in the company went, now the thing is, the Ministry of Health, now they've been listening to my show. They know that every time someone starts with and followed by wele, they know that homeboy is about to lie. And then they realized, Ben, for 5 years. Ben, no more tenders for you for 5 years. Well, on the bright side, a lot of competitors are now, especially those ones that applied for the tender too, but did not get it. They are going, well, I told you so. They were qualified. They were qualified. It's just that they bought the ones that had already been bought by the ministry, and then it went missing, and then they resold it to them. Talk about recycling. Look, when they said recycle, that's not what it means. Please. Thank you. And we've come to the end of our show for today. Until the 28th. Until the 28th. That will be shortly after Christmas. And I'm pretty sure we're going to have a lot of stories after that. But we're going to have a little bit of humor during the week from next week. We're going to have a little bit of humor during the week until the 9th of January. I'm loving this December. very much. So wherever you find yourself, it's a rainy season. If you don't know your car, you don't know how to drive, just park by the side and just enjoy some music. Make sure you park a safe distance. You know, make sure you park a safe distance from from the currents before you and your car gets washed away. And don't drink and drive. Stay away from people's jollos, and you should be fine. You should be fine. You know, Vision 2030. We're all looking forward to Vision 2030. I'm looking forward to Vision 2035 and 2040. They when the production of, you know, when the production, you know, when oil goes full production. So, with that, I leave you with Nelly Furtado. Why do all good things like mine the gap come to an end?